plastic notes were pressed into the boy's hand. A smile returned to his face. "Now tell me," Joshua said in a low tone, "someone who can be trusted with passport duty must know what goes on round here, where the bodies are buried. Am I right?" Andrew Unwin nodded, too nervous to speak. "What bodies?" "I hear there are some pretty important families on Norfolk. Do you know which is the most influential here on Kesteven?" "That would be the Caverners, Captain, sir. There's dozens and dozens of them, real gentry. They own farms and houses and businesses all over the island." "Do they have any rose yards?" "Yes, there's several of their estates which bottle their own tears." "Great. Now the big question. Do you know who handles their off-world sales for them?" "Yes, Captain, sir," he said proudly. That wad of crisp notes was still in the captain's hand. He did his best not to stare at it. "You want Kenneth Kavanagh for that. If anyone can find you a cargo, he can." 10 notes were counted off. "Where can I find him?" "Drayton's Import Company, in Penn Street." Joshua handed over the notes. Andrew folded them with practiced alacrity and shoved them in his shorts pocket. After he'd ridden 20 yards from the space plane, his processor block let out a quiet bleep. It was fully functional again. He gave it a bewildered look, then shrugged and rode off towards the space plane that was just landing. Judging by the receptionist's initial attitude, Joshua guessed he wasn't the first starship captain to come knocking at Drayton's Import this week. But he managed to catch her eye as she held the pearl handset to her ear, and earned a demure smile. "Mr. Kavanagh will see you now, Captain Calvert," she said. "That's very kind of you to press my case." "Not at all. I wonder if you could recommend a decent restaurant for tonight. My associate and I haven't eaten for hours. We're looking forward to a meal. Somewhere you use, perhaps?" She straightened her back self-consciously, and her voice slid up a social stratum. "I sometimes visit the Metropole," she said airily. "Then I'm sure it must be delightful." Ashley raised his eyes heavenwards in silent appeal. It was another quarter of an hour before they were shown into Kenneth Kavanagh's office. Joshua didn't shirk from eye contact with Gideon when Kenneth introduced them. He got the distinct impression the amputee victim was suppressing extreme nervousness. His face was held too rigidly, as if he was afraid of showing emotions. Then he realized that Kenneth was watching his own reaction. Something about the situation wasn't quite right. Kenneth offered them seats in front of the desk as Gideon explained how he'd lost his arm. The restriction on medical cloning was a stiff one, Joshua thought, although he could appreciate the reasoning. Once the line was drawn, Norfolk had to stick to it. They wanted a stable pastoral culture. If you opened the doors to one medical technology, where did you stop? He was glad he didn't have to decide. "Is this your first visit to Norfolk, Captain?" Kenneth asked. "Yes, I only started flying last year." "Is that so? Well, I always like to welcome first-time captains. I believe it's important to build up personal contacts." "That sounds like a good policy." "Exporting Norfolk tears is our lifeblood. Alienating starship captains is not a wise option." "I'm hoping I won't be alienated." "And so do I. I try not to send anyone away empty-handed, although you must understand there is a high level of demand, and I do have long-established customers to whom I owe a certain loyalty, and most of them have been here a week or more already. I have to say, you have left it somewhat late. What sort of cargo size were you thinking of?" "Lady Mac can boost 1,000 tons without too much trouble." "Captain Calvert, there are some of my oldest customers who don't get that many cases." "I have a trade proposition for you, a part exchange." "Well, a trade is always helpful, although Norfolk's import laws are rather strict. I couldn't countenance breaking or even bending them. I have the family reputation to consider." "I understand perfectly," Joshua said. "Jolly good. What is it you've brought?"
"Wood."
Kenneth Kavanagh gave him a stupefied stare, then burst out laughing. Even Gideon's somber expression perked up.
"Wood?
"Are you serious?" Kenneth asked. "Your starship hold is full of wood." "A 1,000 tons."